Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joni Fetters is here. Joni's a new friend. She's the president of Aileron, a national small business training institute, and she and her organization help small businesses just like you and me get our act together, get our cornflakes together, and start figuring out how to add value to our businesses. She's been a business owner herself. She knows what it's like to make payroll. Those are the kind of folks we like to listen to. And as I say, she's our new friend. Joni Fetters, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's good to have you here. It's always good to talk to new folks. So you were a business owner once yourself, right?
Yes, I was. Twice. Husband and I have owned a business together, and then I actually started a technology company with a partner first.
What would you say was the most significant thing you learned as a business owner that was the most profound? That was maybe the thing that gave you the most clarity, or maybe the thing that just surprised you the most. Anything that was really momentous for you as a business owner?
Yeah, I think there was quite a few things. As you know, owning a business is a journey, and you'll learn almost every day, every minute of the day that you're working. I think the most profound was, for a while there, I was really struggling with why I was in business and what I was doing around that, and I came to a little bit about it, and what really resonated is what impact small businesses have on people, on the community, and really what he led you to was understanding that this is a vocation and that there's so much growth and good that comes out of a healthy business, and there's an art to it, and there is actually a way to run a good business, and you don't have to be caught up in the, as you were saying, the day-to-day and the chaos, but if you can rise above it, you can actually grow a really healthy business.
Well, I'm sure that sets you up well for your current role. Talk to us about that a little bit. I wanted the audience to hear you say that because I knew that you had that in you, that kind of perspective. You can't run a business for very long without understanding that. And so now you spend your days helping small business owners learn how to improve themselves. We spend a lot of time here on the show talking about helping small business owners transition from being just the manager of their business to also being the CEO of their business, which is a lot of what you guys are doing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Aileron, even the name Aileron, I don't know if you know where that comes from, but it's a part of an airplane wing.
It's out on the tip of the wings. It turns the roll axis of the airplane.
It absolutely does. You sound more in tune to the technical part than I do.
Well, I'm a pilot, multi-engine instrument rating, so I know what an aileron is.
Okay, great. When we were looking at this organization, it started about 20 years ago, and it really came out of the understanding that growing a small business is extremely difficult. And although we may have unique products and unique industries, the challenges of growing a business are similar, and we can all help each other. And so it's a nonprofit. And we work with companies around the country, small businesses that we really call second stage, that are more, they're successful, they're already in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, they're 2 million, they're 5 million, they're 7 million.
Not startups,
but as you
in
know,
other words.
Every time you want to go to a new level in your business and you want to break through that next growth thing, you have to break your company processes and systems and people almost to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you end up breaking it because what works today isn't going to work.
What got you here isn't going to get you there. Who said that? Somebody said that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tom Peters or somebody like that said that.
So that's really what our organization focuses on is that support of supporting you. So an aileron is part of the plane, our hope was to be part of the solution. We're not the pilots. We're not the passengers. But we're an organization that supports that journey. And the other relevance of an aileron is really about flying. And when you get in a flight, you're 30,000 feet above the ground, so you're looking at the world in a different way. And you're seeing it for the bigger picture versus when you're in the grass and you're in the terrain. You can't
That's the CEO role.
That's the CEO role. Absolutely.
You can't see it.
Hard to make, your point is hard to make that transition because you're in the manager role, you're in the doer role. A lot of our business owners started as the technician or the people that did it. And
well, we were the first everything. We were the first everything, including the first janitor. The first cost accountant, you know, all that. We taught everybody, almost everybody in the company, we taught them their jobs probably. Depending on how big you are and how long you've been around. So, all right, these companies that you're working with, they're, as you say, second stage, they want to grow. These are companies that want to grow. They're not lifestyle companies. They want to grow and they want to be something bigger than they are. And you're trying to help them grow in a way that's the most efficient and also to help them not create a casualty list in the process, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, because it is about, to your point, it's not a lifestyle company. It's necessarily, they want to grow people or grow in size. And as you know, that adds complexity to the business. So how do you do it in a way that adds value long-term part of your business? There's so many businesses today that want to exit their business, and because they've built it around themselves, and they're the key salesperson, or they're still so
they're the brand.
Their face and name is the brand, has no value. Yeah,
unless you can stuff them and put them out front as a kind of a shrine, you know. When they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah. Exactly.
So when you think of adding value, give us before we go to a break, give us a quick adding value tip.
Okay. Well, you kind of alluded to it earlier, but how do you get yourself to start working on the important but non-urgent? Mm-hmm. And how are you looking at what your customers are going to want to buy from you in 2 years versus today?
Mm-hmm.
How do you work yourself, to your point, out of a job?
Yeah.
So that I'm not needed in this business.
That's where we're going after this break. I need your website, please, Joni.
Aileron.org, AILERON.ORG.
Joni Fetters, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.